Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am Deesh Dixon, and me and Lori Woodruff, we do this prayer call Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I want to welcome you to the call. If you happen to be new, definitely welcome, welcome. And if you are one of our faithful listeners and followers, thank you for your continued support. Lori and I do this simply to give you guys something encouraging in the morning, something positive, something, you know, inspirational to get your day going right, because we do know and understand the importance of starting your day off right. We live in a very negative world, and, you know, you've got to have something to essentially offset all of that. You know, so this is just something that we do that essentially was given to us to do for you. So we're both happy to show up for you, to be here for you in this space. And we're just grateful to have the ability to, you know, give you the information and give you the messages and whatever it is that God gives to us to give to you. So again, welcome. Welcome to the line if you're new, and for those that normally listen or listen to the replays, you know, again, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Okay. So today, I am just going to pray for you. For those of you that, of course, have been following, you know that Lori and I, we do not follow any type of scripts or anything like that. We just allow whatever God gives to us to flow through us. So there's no scripts or anything like that. I absolutely believe in being authentic in authenticity, and whatever message comes, I give to you. And sort of, I guess a little bit more recently, I asked God, I just said, you know, I just want to pray for them. You know, if there isn't something specific that I feel like, you know, he wants me to say, I said, God, you know, it's okay. I just want to pray for them. You know, let me just pray for them. So today I'm just going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. And, you know, don't forget, you know, when you start your day off in the morning, okay, you know, I always remind you guys to make sure that you start your day off in gratitude, okay? Make sure that you start your day off in gratitude. As soon as my eyes open in my mind, I always say thank you, like what to your source, you know, God, whatever it is that you call that source, your creator. You know, make sure that you acknowledge that, because it's really a blessing to be here, and you being a blessing here at this time, you being on earth here at this time is a blessing. So it's important to acknowledge that. I absolutely believe, we definitely believe in gratitude, and you should, you know, just say thank you. Say thank you. I don't know what your morning routine is, but I certainly hope that that is something that you incorporate, and if you don't do it, that you will going forward, you know, incorporate into your morning routine. It's just, you know, some type of gratitude in the morning, even if it's just a thank you, okay? But I just want to pray for you, my beautiful people. I'm just going to pray for you today. So here we go. Father God, we thank you. Father God, I thank you for another beautiful day. I thank you, Father God, that we are here on earth at this time. I thank you for everyone on this call and listening to this replay. I thank you for their presence. I thank you for who they are. I thank you for the gifts and talents that you've given them, God. They are powerful beings. They are infinite beings. They are perfectly imperfect and created in and of your image, God. And the things that you have given them and that you have put inside of them are magnanimous, God. The gifts, talents, and abilities that you have given them, what you have given them is undeniable, God. It is undeniable. And I pray, Father God, I pray that you help them to acknowledge that. I pray that you help them to acknowledge the giant that's already within them, Some of them are playing small. Some of them are denying who they are. Some of them are denying their gifts and talents. They're denying who they are. They are denying who they are. And so I pray, God, that you help them. You help them to recognize and get back to who they are. That they are able to see themselves in the way that you see them. That they are able to see themselves as the beautiful creations of God that they are in the way that you see them. Because they are powerful, God. And them being on earth here at this time means that they have more work to do. You're not done with them. You're not done with them. They have more to give. They have more to give. Someone still needs them. Someone still needs them. Someone still needs what they have. And so I pray, God, that you give them the strength and courage and bravery to rise up and be who you called them to be, who you always knew. Who you always knew, God. That they had the potential of becoming who you saw them becoming from when they were in their mother's womb. And so I pray that you help them, God, help them to get back to who they are, Father God. Some of them are lost. They are lost and they are hurting. They are suffering in silence. Some of them are just going through disappointments. It could be a challenging time in their life. And so I just speak that light into their lives, Father God. I pray that you enliven and uplift them, God. Uplift their spirits. Help them to try one more time. Help them to persevere. Help them to keep going. Help them to remember. Help them to remember who they are and help them to remember that you are always here with us, God. You are always there with them. You will never give us more than we can bear. You will never, ever give us more than we can bear. And so I pray, God, I pray that you help them remember who they are and just what they're made of. Help them to remember who they are and just what they're made of. There's nothing small about them. There's nothing weak about them, God. No. We're talking about your children, your sons and daughters, the divine royalty that they are. We're talking about your children. And there's nothing that they cannot do, God. You would not give them any more that they can bear. And so I pray that you give them whatever it is that they need to succeed, God. Whatever it is that they need in their lives at this moment to help them get to the next level. Whatever is next for them, God, I pray that you give them whatever it is that they need. If it's a person, if it's a specific resource, a specific book, if they should be going to a specific event, whatever it is that they need, I pray that you send it to them, God. I pray that you send it to them. And I pray that you send them what they need, all of these wonderful blessings and miracles that you have for them, that you have for us. I pray that you send it to us and that we're able to recognize it. I pray that it's revealed what you have for us, what you want for us, God, that you send it and it is revealed to us in a way that we recognize it, God, in a way that we recognize it. And so I pray for the clarity of their purpose. I pray that they are clear, on what their purpose is, what you put them on this earth for. I pray for the clarity in their lives, God. Anyone that may not be clear on what you want them to do, I pray for that clarity in their lives, God, that you show them exactly the path that they should be and exactly what you want them to do. I pray that you help them to not follow the crowd, God, that you help them to not follow the crowd, but that they have the strength and courage to do it alone if they have to. To do it alone if they have to, God, because following the crowd is not going to get them to where you need them to be, God, to your promises. to your promises. Mm-mm. Sometimes they have to do something different. Sometimes they may have to do it alone. And so I just pray that you give them that courage, God, that they're brave and that they love themselves enough to know that they are worthy and deserving of it. And if that means that, yes, it is just them by themselves, even if it's just for a season, that they love themselves enough and believe enough in themselves to go ahead and do it alone if they have to. But following the crowd is not going to get them to your divine promises. Mm-mm. And they deserve better than that, God. They deserve better than that. And so I pray that you send them the right people. Send them the right people to help them get back on track. Send them the right people to make sure that they are on the right path. Send them the right people, God, to keep them motivated and encouraged and inspired to do your will, God. Send them purpose partners, God. Send them purpose people, God. Send them people to help them fulfill their purpose. Send them people that will help them rise to higher heights, God. People that will help them break through any barriers that they have. People that will speak life into them, God. Because they are worthy and deserving of those types of people. So anybody who was not on that level, God, I pray that you remove them from their lives. And sometimes it's the people closest to them. Sometimes it's the people closest to us that hurt us and that don't support us. Mm. But God, I pray that you just remind them who they are. Just remind them who they are and help them to stay focused so they don't take it too personal. And that's why I pray that you send them the right people and more of the right people. Purpose people. Purpose people. People to help them fulfill their purpose. People to help them shine their light bright and even brighter. People that want them to succeed. People that will help them to think bigger and dream bigger. People that will help them accomplish their goals and dreams, the right people. I speak those people into their lives, God, because that is what they need and that is absolutely what they deserve. More of the right people, God. I pray for their hearts. I pray for their hearts, God. Anything that is surrounding their hearts, any negativity, any toxicity, anything that may be clogging up their hearts, anything that they're holding on to, God, I pray that you help them to release it. I pray that you help them to release anything that they've been holding on to that is holding them back, God. I pray that you help them to release it and let it go, God. I pray that you help them to forgive who they need to forgive. Help them to forgive who they need to forgive, God. Because holding on to all of that hurt and pain, it just causes them to keep recycling the same old feelings and bringing up the same old situations. It's like they recycle the same things over and over because they're holding on to pain and anger and resentment. They're holding on to grudges. And I just pray, God, that I pray that you also give them strength to go ahead and let it go. Let it go, God. You know, I'm sorry for anyone that has hurt them, God, the beautiful souls that they are. I'm sorry that, you know, people have hurt them, whatever it is that they have gone through in their lives. But at some point, they've got to forgive people and let it go. They've got to let it go. And so I pray that you help them, God, to clear up the heart chakra, to clear up the heart space, God, so that way they can make room in their hearts to receive more of what you've probably been trying to send them all along, God. I pray that you absolutely, God, open up their hearts so they can receive more wonderful blessings that you're trying to send them and that you are sending them, God. I pray for their minds. I pray that they have a different perspective, that some of them just need to think a little differently, just have a little shift in their mindset. And so I pray for the opening, that they open their minds, God. I pray for the renewing of their minds. I pray for the renewing of their minds, God, so that they can see things differently. There may be something that you've been trying to send them, but they haven't been able to receive it because of how they're thinking. And so I pray for the renewing of their minds, that you open up their minds so they can see things a little differently and be able to receive those blessings, God. I pray that you open up their eyes so they can see what they need to see, God. Yes, open up their ears so they can hear what they need to hear, God. You are always, always giving us clues. You are always guiding us, God. You are always giving us clues. And so I pray that we are able, that they are able to hear and see what you are trying to send them, God, so they can absolutely make the right decisions that are best for them. And so I pray, I just speak so much positivity into their lives, God. There's so much going on in this world right now, and people need encouragement. They need motivation. They need more positivity. This world certainly, you know, needs more people that will shine their light bright, that will be their authentic selves, that will rise up and be who you call them to be, that will be unapologetically themselves, that will own who they are, and that will use their gifts and talents, everything that you've given them, for the greater good, for the greater good of humanity, that will live a purpose-filled life, God. And so I speak all of the prosperity into their lives. I speak abundance into their lives. I speak wealth into their lives. I speak millions of dollars flowing easily and effortlessly into their bank accounts. I speak good health into their lives, God. Good health, Father God. Yes, they deserve good health, that their bodies are healthy, mind, body, and spirit, that they are aligned, God. I pray for them to align. I pray for them to be in alignment with who they really are, God. I pray that you help them to align to their highest potential. I pray that you help them to align to their purpose. I just pray that you help them get back to who they are and what you always, always have had for them, God. Because sometimes people tend to do what everyone else is doing. Again, following the crowd. People want to fit in sometimes, and that's not necessarily how we will get to your will, God. That's not how we get to what you have for us, your vision for us. And your vision for us is always better than what we have and what we're thinking, God. It's easier sometimes to follow the crowd. And a lot of people just want to fit in and they want to be liked, God. But I pray, Father God, that you that you awaken that giant within them, that you give them a fearless spirit, a spirit that's just bigger and bolder, and that they just remember who they are, so they are not afraid to go out there and do what they need to do. And if that means they have to do it alone, if that means that, you know, it's just them starting off believing in themselves and in their dreams, then that is fine, God. But I pray that you give them that courage and that bravery to do that. Because so many people don't do that. And that's why they live unfulfilling lives, because they are afraid to do it alone, or they are afraid to go against the status quo. They rather fit in. They want to be liked so much. But it's better to go off and do what no one else has done. It's better to follow what God is trying to tell us to do, because he knows, God knows the desires of your heart, and he knows the fastest way to get you there. And it may not be what everyone else is doing. It may not be what everyone else is doing. And so I pray that you all have the courage, that you have the courage, that you love yourself, and that you believe in yourself and your dreams and all of your heart's desires, that you are willing to do what's necessary. And if that means, yes, you're not around the same people anymore and you're doing something completely different, then that's fine. So be it. But you have people that are waiting on you. People are waiting on you. Your gifts and your talents and your God-given abilities that no one else has, people are waiting on you. People need you. People are attached and assigned to you. And they need what you have. They need what you have. And so God just needs you to rise up and show up and be yourself, your authentic self, for you to do what you know you're supposed to do. Because a lot of you know what you're supposed to do, but you're still going against it for some reason. And so I can only hope that you love yourself enough and believe enough in yourself and that you trust God to take you, to get you on the right path and to get you back on the right track and doing what you're supposed to do. And that you love yourself enough to do that, even if it's not the most popular thing. Even if it's not the most popular thing. Because, you know, what you have to give to this world is needed. You are needed. You're valuable. You're important. You are needed. Male or female, you are needed. You are here at this time on earth for a reason. You are needed. You are needed. Do you see all the stuff that's going on the news? I mean, I don't watch the news, but I mean, you're needed. You're light. Your light is needed. Your gifts are needed. They are needed. So I pray that you all have the strength and courage to do what you are supposed to do, what you're called to do, what God has been trying to tell you to do, that you get back on the right track, and that you really, really pay attention to what God is trying to show you. Because I absolutely pray for the clarity in your lives, that God gives you the clarity that you need on your purpose if you don't know what it is. I pray that he absolutely shows you what your purpose is and what you're supposed to be doing. And that's why I pray that God sends you the right people to help you with that, to help you and to show you. And so make sure that you pay attention to what God is sending you and showing you. If some things keep coming up and they keep reoccurring, that could be a clue. That could be a clue that might be what he wants you to do. But only you will know that. Only you will know that. And so I pray that you listen to the voice of God. I pray that you listen to yourself, that you trust yourself. You trust yourself more. I pray that you trust your instincts more, that you have a spirit of discernment. I pray and speak that into your lives, that you are able to discern who is who and what is what, that you can absolutely recognize it. You know, if someone's not good for you, I pray that you can quickly, easily recognize that now, that you have that wisdom and discernment to recognize it. Whatever it is, person, place, or thing, anything that is not good for you must stay away from you. Repel it. I pray that it just, your energy just repels it. Only good things. I speak only good things. I expect and have an intention, everyone on this call and listening to this replay, only good things in your life. Only people adding to your life. Only additions in your life. It is a critical time. There is no delay. We cannot delay on our God-given goals, God-given gifts, talents, and abilities. We have goals to accomplish, dreams that we want to turn into a reality, and the time is now. There's no delay. People are waiting on us. People are waiting on your gifts and talents. People need you and what you have. They need you. They need you. Okay, people are assigned to you. People are already assigned to you. And so you have to show up. You have to show up for yourself. Love yourself enough to show up for yourself. And be who God always knew that you were going to be. That's why you're here. You have something to give to this world. I don't care who told you that you're not important. I don't know what you may have been told, unfortunately, as a child, and some of you are still holding on to all of that negative conditioning and negative programming and thinking you're not worthy and good enough. But I am here to tell you, I'm just a messenger, but I'm just here to remind you and tell you that you are valuable and you are important. You are needed. You are absolutely needed. Everything that you have inside of you, somebody can use. Somebody can, they need it. In the same way we're just talking and blessing you and giving encouraging words, that's, you can do that for someone else, and that will change someone else's life. You don't know how you can change someone else's life with your words. You don't know what your gifts can do for someone else. So stop thinking you're not good enough. You are. God already chose you. You're chosen. You're here. You are here. So that means you have something inside of you. You have something to give to this world. And people are waiting and they need it. They need it. So I pray that you surround yourself with the right people, only the right people. Only the right people, only additions, no more subtractions, no more subtractions in our lives, only additions. Quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. And so I pray that you love yourselves enough to go out there and be big and bold and live a life on purpose, full of purpose. I pray and speak those purpose partners into your life, you know, purpose people to help you just become the highest expression of yourselves. I just speak all of that positivity and good into your lives, because that is what God has destined for you. He always had that for us. We are not meant to be on this earth to just struggle and live unfulfilling lives. That is not what God intended for us. No, God wants us to have exceedingly and abundantly and to live purpose-filled lives and to have the fun, adventure, and travel that, you know, we want. We deserve those things. And so I absolutely speak that into your lives. More fun, more travel, more adventure. I speak love into your lives. Universal love, compassionate love, romantic love. Those of you that want to be married, I pray that God sends you the right person, the right partner. Those of you seeking love, a relationship, I pray that God sends you the right person. The right person. Love in all of its purest forms. I speak that right now for you because you deserve that. We all deserve love. We deserve all of our heart's desires. We deserve the best that life has to offer. And we are worthy of it. We deserve it. We deserve it. It's our time. It is our time. We deserve it. We absolutely deserve it. And so I speak that, God, they are so worthy and deserving of wealth and abundance and prosperity and love and adventure and travel and just a life full of fun, love and joy and just doing what you put them on this earth to do and just them being happy, God, you know, being really, really happy. Waking up full of joy and being happy and every day just being them looking forward to every day, that kind of life where they wake up and every day they're looking forward to what's going to happen and who they're going to talk to. So yes, that purpose-filled life, just a life that you have always foreseen for us, God. Mm-hmm. Yes, honey, it's time for that. It's absolutely time. And so I just pray for them, God. I pray all good things for them. I pray for the right people to come into their lives, more of the right people to come into their lives. I pray for their hearts, that they open up their hearts so they can receive all of the wonderful things that you're trying to send them. I pray that you open up their eyes so they can see what you're trying to send them, open up their minds so that they're able to receive the information you're trying to send them, God. I pray that they align. I pray for the alignment, God, for them to align to their purpose, for them to align to everything that you have for them, God. I pray that they have the strength and the courage and the bravery to walk in their purpose, to walk in their truth, to be who you, who you called them to be, God. Because it does take courage. It absolutely takes courage. It takes courage to be your authentic self in a world that wants you to be everything but that. And so I just pray that you help them to get back to who they really are, God, that you help them to align, that you absolutely help them to align and fulfill their heart's desires and that the manifestations of their heart's desires come true, God. because they are worthy and deserving of it. They are so worthy and deserving of it. And so we just thank you, God, for another beautiful day. We have roofs over our head, food in our refrigerator, cars to drive. We just thank you, God, for the things that sometimes we take for granted. We have jobs that we can go to. We thank you that we have consistent, dependable income coming in, God. We just thank you, God. You know, someone is going to receive a promotion. Someone's going to receive new keys to their home. Someone's going to receive new keys to a new car. Someone's going to receive love, new love into their life. Someone's going to be getting married. There's so many good things, God. I mean, someone's going to be getting approved. Like, there's so many good things happening, God. So many good things happening. And so I just want to keep speaking that into their lives. All of those types of good things, God, just growth, them growing and going to higher heights, God, just breaking through, shattering any limiting beliefs, breaking through any barriers that they have, God. Yes, breaking through any barriers that they have so they can get to their next levels. Yes. Breaking through. We are breaking through, God. We are shattering. We are breaking through any barriers that we may have had limiting us, mental barriers, any emotional barriers. Yes. Any spiritual old soul ties broken. We release them, God. We release any old soul ties, God. We just open up, God. We just open up to the positive love and light, the new energies, all of the this new life. It's almost this new life that you have for us, a new person that some of us are becoming, this newer version of ourselves, like the next level version of ourselves. Yes, God, it is time. It is time. And so I just thank you, God. We just thank you. We thank you for everything that is in our lives right now. We thank you for the blessings to come, the tsunami of wealth coming, all of the good in our lives, God. We absolutely thank you. We thank you, Father God, for another beautiful day that we are on earth to try one more time to get it right and get out there and do what we're supposed to do. And so we just want to say thank you, God. We just absolutely want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray that you all have a blessed and prosperous Tuesday. Lori will be right back up tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern time, and I'll be right back on Thursday. So I pray, of course, that you have a phenomenal week, an absolutely phenomenal week, and that you achieve everything that you want to achieve this week. I pray that, you know, everything that you want, all of your heart's desires, you know, it's already done. And so I just pray that, you know, this week goes exactly how you want it to go. I pray that you receive amazing news, that, you know, you receive like that phone call that you've been waiting for, you receive that job offer, you receive whatever it is that you're, you know, waiting for or hoping for, or that new client, that speaking engagement, whatever it is, I pray that it's already done and that you get it. Okay, I pray that you absolutely get it because you're worthy and deserving of it. So I will talk to you guys on Thursday. I pray that you have a absolutely phenomenal Tuesday. Get out there and be great. Be yourself, your authentic self. Don't ever dull your light for anyone. Don't you ever dull your light for anyone. Okay, the right people, no. Your world gets bigger. You expand, okay, with the right people. You get bigger. You do more. You don't shrink and you minimize. No. The people that are not right for you, you tend to like have to decrease yourself or feel like you've got to minimize or shrink. No, those are not the right people. Don't ever dull your light for anyone. You are way too bright. You're too big. You're too divine for that. You're too divine. You're divine royalty. You're too divine for that. So you get out there and you be who you know you're supposed to be, who God has always seen you as, who he sees you as, okay? Because you are perfect in his eyes, okay? So have a wonderful day, my beautiful people, the beautiful souls that you are, and I will talk to you guys on Thursday, okay? Love you. Bye-bye. Mwah.